Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Lads to Dads. How are you, Matt? You well?
I'm good, thank you, mate. How are you?
Well, it's been a bit of a tough week, as it always is at the moment for everyone in the lockdown. But yeah, if you want to tell the listeners what we've got in store today, we've got a little treat for everyone, haven't we?
Yes. We thought, why not lift everyone's spirits with our latest guest, Cleona Bairn. Cleona Bairn,
sorry. Love that.
We've just gone through. Can we make sure that we, you know, as Englishmen, get the Irish pronunciation right? And I've messed up already, haven't I, Cleona? So sorry.
You're so focused on getting it right, you got it wrong. It's
that's
fine.
That's right. How incredibly rude of me. So sorry.
No, it's fine.
Well, welcome in with Cleona. Look, I got your name right, unlike some. Thanks for joining us on an episode of Lads to Dads. Where could our listeners find you, firstly? And what's your story? What are you about to let the people know what you're all about?
Yeah, so you can find me on cleanabairn.com. That's my website. Very hard to spell if you're not Irish, but you'll find me. There's not many Cleona Bairns. And also you can find me on Instagram under Cleona the Coach. So you can find me there. And yeah, what I'm all about is I run a program called Body Positive Parenting, and I work with mums mostly. I do work with some dads too, but I mostly work with mums who struggle with their body image, and I help them to like their bodies so they can raise their kids to be body confident and like their bodies too. And basically how it works is kids get their body image from their parents. And a lot of us don't realize this. We think it's like the media and it's all those things. And they do have an impact, don't get me wrong, but they're secondary. The primary thing is what parents are saying at home and how they talk about their own bodies. Because a lot of the time you forget that kids are very likely to grow up to look like their parents. So if parents are saying, I don't like my body, I'm fat, I'm this, I'm that, and kids absorb that message. And then by the time they grow up, they're repeating the same behavior and then sending it on to their kids. So I help people to like their bodies and basically stop that pattern that keeps happening.
How do you go about that then? For example, say if I come to you and I was like, look, I got a bald head, fat gut, sick and tired looking myself in the mirror, you know, the typical dad bod, you know, we sort of, as dads, we give ourselves a little bit of like leniency when we say dad bod, like it's expected, you know, so that it makes ourselves feel better. But if I came to you and said, look, I've got dad bod, and you know, my kids are, I don't want my kids to grow up and think this is acceptable. What would your like methods to get around that and you know, help me in that respect?
And before you Cleona, there's an quite obvious fact here that Ben doesn't have a bald head, and the only person in this whole conversation who doesn't have a bald head is me. So it feels almost like an attack, personally.
Sorry, passive aggressive. Me. Sorry.
But, Please do, because now I really want to know how I would.
Yeah, you've been hair shamed, you've been ball shamed just there. Yeah. So I just want to say, first of all, dad bod can be very sexy, and so can being bald. So none of that matters. It's the truth. So basically how it works is I'll chat with the person in the first session that I normally do with them, and we really go deep into like what's going on, like what's wrong, and ask the question of like, where does this come from? You know, let's say it is baldness, right? Because a lot of men go through this, and like, what makes you feel like it's wrong or bad? And we really figure out what that comes from, because for some people it's just, oh, I'm uncomfortable with the changes that are happening, or it could be, I was always told that this meant X, Y, Z. Mm. So it could be that. So we start looking into these belief systems that we have, and we all have belief systems on bodies that we don't even realize we have, particularly when it comes to topics like weight, hair. One of the big ones that comes up for men is like six packs and have pecs and stuff like this. So there's these belief systems that this is right and everything else is wrong. And we start figuring out like, okay, what's that about? Is it really important? Usually it's not. And then after that, we start focusing on how to get comfortable with those things and start accepting them. And then usually on to actually liking them. And the thing is, when you start liking your body, the way you behave and speak about your body totally changes. And then your kids are seeing that. And then that helps them see bodies in a positive way. Because again, if you're bald and you have a son, it could be likely that he grows up to be bald. And if the dad is like, oh, this is the worst thing ever, being bald is terrible, then when it happens to the son, he's going to have the same belief systems, because that's what his dad told him. And dad's Superman, so he's going to listen to that.
Yeah.
So it's really getting rid of these old beliefs, and because they block us in life, really, these beliefs that bald is bad or dad bald is bad. Because like I said, they can be very sexy. It's about being confident with it. And that's what makes it sexy.
And that's with Matt. Matt's very confident with his bald head. Well, to be fair, before he had the bald head, he was using the powder on his head to try and make his hairline stay there. And, you know, I was the reason Matt shaved his head, because I gave him the confident boost to do it. And look at him now. You're winning, Matt, aren't you, really?
Well, like Cleaner says, it's about reframing it. And I realised that actually the benefits really outweighed the cons, because one, just very rarely, you know, like during lockdown, for example, people are worried about what the hair looks like. Me, not a problem, right? Second of all, I'm not going grey, right? I'm not going grey, because if you haven't got any hair to go grey, you're not going grey. I'll stay this age forever. And thirdly, you know, if it's raining outside, who doesn't need an umbrella? Me, because my hair's not getting wet. So it's, you know, it's all about reframing it. But in terms of kids, like you say, at the moment I have been using lockdown as an excuse to lose a bit of weight and, you know, get in shape and things like that. And I've really been trying to, like, I've got some scales, and I noticed my daughter saw the scales and she's like, what are these? And I was like, oh, it's just like a thing. It's like a grown-up thing. And I didn't want to say scales because I didn't want her to see me on the scales. I didn't want to see all that. And I tried to make it more about exercise, you know, when in the mornings seeing me doing some exercise rather than worried about what I'm eating or what I'm doing. And I noticed on your website, it was saying that, you know, when we're toddlers and when we're children, we don't have any of these hang-ups. And it's completely right. And the only time I've ever noticed my daughter have any sort of, not hang-up, but more intrigue about her body was she's born with a red birthmark, like a strawberry birthmark, I think they call them. And it's quite big on her shoulder. And the tail fade by the time she's eight. But she's always sort of looking at it and saying, what's this? And she makes a thing of it. Luckily, well, not luckily, but, you know, it's an added benefit, is that it's in the shape of a love heart. And it started to grow in the shape of a love heart. So I say, oh, that's your special love hat. And then, you know, and she loves it now, you know, and she notices it's the love hat. And yeah, it's really, really cool and she enjoys it. But I can see some other people would be sort of, you know, if you didn't think about it like that, they might say, oh, well, don't worry, but it'll go away, or it'll be a, you know, instead of putting it into a positive, they might put it in that way and she might develop a complex about it.
Oh, you did the perfect thing there.
Well, hopefully.
So sweet. Oh, yes. No, but that was the perfect thing to do, because so many parents do that where they're like, it's normal, don't worry, it'll go away, it'll go away. But when you say that, it makes it seem like if there's something wrong with it and that we're to be ashamed of it, compared to like, that's your love mark. You know, this is amazing. It makes you special. Woohoo! Like, own that. And there's nothing wrong with being different or having something that's different. We all have things that make us different. It's about, as you say, like framing it in a positive way and just getting comfortable with that. And yeah, we don't have these hangups when we're born. Like, there's a reason why we're able to run through the house nude or whatever. It's because we don't care. Like, no one cares. But it's as we grow older, we're told this is right, that's wrong, this is this, this is that. And it happens so young, so young.
Yeah. So on your website, then, is there like a guideline? So, for example, like, you know, I've got three sons. Oh. Two of them are mine. One of them's my stepson. And he's getting a bit older now. And he's starting to be a lot more body conscious because he's 12 now. He's going into big school. As his like dad or his father figure, how would I help him? What would I do to help him accept? Because, you know, we've gone away on holiday. He doesn't like taking his top off because, you know, he's got a little bit of puppy fat. And, you know, he's starting to think like what people are thinking of him. I'm quite confident. I like to own it, if you know what I mean. I'm on the catwalk with my top off, my gut hanging out, my albino body. But that's who I am. I'm happy with that. But for someone like Caleb, who's a young lad, and you know, you've got bullying issues and stuff like that. What would your recommendation advice be to sort of help him get him to the level of like comfortability in himself?
Yeah. So step one is to do it yourself, which you're already doing. So like owning it, having your belly out, all that stuff, that's perfect. So it's being the example of bodies are good. This is fine. Look at me. I'm able to do it. The two next things are really important as well, though, and they have nothing to do with really our appearances, but how we speak. So the first would be being able to speak well about yourself in front of him. So saying things like, I look good today, or I'm feeling good in myself, or like, look at how stylish I am, or whatever it is. Okay. It doesn't matter. But speaking about yourself positively in front of him to normalize that we can see ourselves in a positive way, because most people will like say awful stuff about themselves, but the thought of saying something like positive about themselves is just so foreign. So it's doing that, getting into a habit of saying good things. And then the next thing is to do that about other people as well. Because sometimes we could be going around and we're like, oh, I'm so confident in myself. But then if someone funny looking comes on the telly, we're like, look at that person. Or did you see such and such? They're after gaining weight. And we make comments about other people. So again, that's sending the message of some bodies are good and some are bad. And we could make a comment of like the puppy fat thing you mentioned. We could make a comment about someone else's puppy fat. And then he's like, oh my God, my puppy fat. And he's sweating about it, thinking about it, even though it's just this thing someone said that no one was thinking about. So being confident in yourself, speaking well about yourself, and speaking well about others. And it can be not just appearances, but also things about just qualities they have that are things you admire, like, oh, they're so funny. Or like one of the best things you can say about a person is, and particularly to their face, is remember when that difficult thing happened to you, like blank, whatever difficult thing happened, I really admired how you handled it. You were really strong and you did X, Y, Z. Like to say things like this to people in front of the kids, it changes how they think about things. Yeah. And it makes people go, you know, it's maybe not about appearances, but who we are as people that's more important. And again, these are tiny things, but think back to when you're young yourselves. I'm sure there was a point where someone made a comment to you or about someone else that you never forgot.
Yeah.
And that just sticks at you. Like, I remember when I was 8, I was at a birthday party and I got a nosebleed because I was on the bouncy castle for too long. And my friend's granny said to me, oh, that's because you're fat and you have good blood. Like, it was a weird comment. I wasn't any bigger than any of the other kids, but I never forgot it. I was like, why would someone say that to me? And that's how it is. Yeah. I had a nosebleed. I had enough going on. Like, I didn't need to be body shamed. But yeah, that's how it works, really. It's these little comments, these little things, and they build up and make kids think things that they shouldn't have to be thinking at all, because like they're fine as they are. I'm sure he's grand in his t-shirt without his t-shirt on around the pool.
What you said there about looking back at childhood, the only person who I can really think who used to give me stick was my own dad. But because my dad's like he's a Scottish jock, you know, I've been brought up quite rough, and you know, we were sort of brought up like, you know, he's the man, he's the boss, he's the king, like, you know, he's what he says goes. And he used to, it was more when I was coming up into my teens, I think where I used to give a little bit of lip back because I could, and he used to put me right down and say, like he used to say, my ears are different levels. So like, I've got one ear there and the other one. And to this day, I'm still looking in the mirror. Every time I look in the mirror, I tilt my head to make sure that they're level. And
there you go.
I've always thought it's been a bit of tough love and a bit of banter because that's how we have. And I have done that with Caleb in respects to like he's got really squidgy fingers. Like he's got really like, I've got really like bony hard hands. He's got really like soft tissuey hands. And like, you know, as a young kid, we watch a lot of sport together, a lot of boxing, and he likes to pretend to do the boxing punches and that. And I was like, you wouldn't be able to knock out a fly with those hands. But having heard what you just said, I'm probably going about that the wrong way, because I should be going in more like, you know, my wife as well. She's very body conscious, and I probably don't give her enough credit for what, you know, what she's been through, and give, like, she's beautiful, but I maybe need to start, you know, turning the flaws into positives, so that, you know, I don't want Caleb or my other sons to carry on down the line and think that it's okay to take the mick out of someone else, because it's gone 20 years since my dad said that about my ears, and I always, every day in the mirror, I always look. So yeah, mate, I think what you said, I've never ever thought of it that way. Thanks for sharing that.
I think as well, like what Ben's saying is, it does come through the area, and it does a lot of the time come from dads or stepdads. And I remember, you know, a comment that my stepdad probably won't remember, but it stuck with me all the time, is if I ever went, I used to be really skinny when I was younger. And with lads, I think it's a double whammy. We're hit from both sides on body conscious, because if we're too fat, we're not, you know, skinny enough. If we're too skinny, we're not muscly enough. So you can't, you know, you're either too skinny or not muscly enough. And I remember I came down in without my top on, and it's like, go upstairs, you're making me feel sick, put a top on, and, you know, things like that. And, you know, to him, it's a funny thing to say that each time, but really looking back on it, it's probably because he felt uncomfortable with a boy without a top on around him and everything.
Yeah.
You have to really like look into it. And I remember my mate, we used to be around my mate's house, and his dad was a bit of a joker and he'd have banter. And like, before we'd go to school, although he's doing a canned thing, my mate had quite sticky out ears, and he'd say, he'd give him a little bit of extra money and say, here's a bit of extra money, give that to the bus driver for the trouble, because he's going to have to open the back window to get you on, because he's not going to get you through the door with ears like that, and things like that. And obviously we're all laughing. And but at the same time, you know, he would do all sorts of stuff. Like my mate went into the army and then he didn't really like it. So then when we were very, you know, I don't know, 17 or something, he'd come out with his discharge papers saying, you know, obviously he'd left because he said it was like emotional trauma or he was having troubles. And he'd come out of it going, Cal, this says you're mental. Like, this actually says you're mental. You've left the army because you're mental, right? And, you know, and all these things. Oh. And you're like, you look back on it all and you think, God, these things are probably steering with us. And we, like you say, we get it all from our dads, because that was banter and that was jokes. But in reality, it then gets passed down, doesn't it? So
looking back, you can scar people for life, can't it?
Yeah.
But see, the thing is, for one person, like, someone could say something to you like that and it might be a minor thing in your life, and you don't think about it too much, but at the same time, it could be something that really scars you, and for the rest of your life, you're just, yeah, it sticks. Like for you, Ben, like looking in the mirror every day, like looking at your ears, like it's stuck. It impacts you every single day. Like,
I'm even looking now in the Zoom thing to make sure that they aren't, in case they've slipped down while I was talking to you.
Yeah, and like, I mean, I'm looking at you right now, I can't see any difference in it, but it, no one's ears are perfectly level anyway, let's be honest, but it does stick at you. And to have someone say to you, this says you're mental, goodness, I just can't, like, that is just horrific. But these things happen, and everyone has their own stories on it. And then this is the thing, we repeat it and we don't even realize we're repeating it.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. But a lot of the time it can seem like it's banter. And like, you can have banter.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Out traumatizing someone.
Yeah,
I mean, that's not good bants. Like, that is bad. But it's this part of the thing. It's being just a little bit aware of how it impacts people. And I think for a lot of men that are in relationships with women, if they're with a woman who is suffering a body image, they don't really know what to do or what to say or how to handle it. And it's really tough because usually we'll go to our partners and we'll say, you know, I'm really not happy with this, or there's something I'm not feeling comfortable with. And partners don't know how to react. They don't know what to say. I don't know if you both have experience with this where you're like, I just don't know what to say right now, apart from you're beautiful, but doesn't seem to matter.
I've been on, there's been times where I've been with ex-partners or whatever, and we've ended up having big arguments in the middle of the shopping centres because it's not necessarily, I say, like, with partners. This is one partner. This one just a recurring thing where I just, yeah, because not necessarily anything I'd done. It's that she was feeling so rubbish every time she went and tried on clothes and not mentioning it, and then all of a sudden kicking off at me about something that might be, I don't know, our chips were cold or anything else like that, until eventually when it finally blew up into huge arguments, you know, then there's floods of tears and saying, do you know how rubbish I feel looking in the mirror and, you know, feeling like a potato. I think the mirrors in shops and things like that, I've noticed, especially in certain shops, they're angled weirdly and they've got tint on them and I've got everything else to try and make you look good or feel good and everything else like this. And it's all, like you say, just angled towards being this perfect view of yourself, and it's rubbish, really. And being a dad of a daughter, I've really had to start looking into it and looking at how, because obviously I know how it works for us lads, you know, we get shamed like we've just talked about in our own way, but for women, I think it's a really interesting thing that as soon as women seem to hit puberty, everything changes again, because all of a sudden there's, you know, horrible blokes commenting on their body constantly and judging them solely on what they look like rather than what's in their brain or what other things that they might hold. It's all about the body from that point onwards, isn't it? And I think it's some of that I've tried to prepare myself early on with my daughter and try and make sure that it's not just about that. But like you say, it's hard to comment. It's hard to, especially as a man, sometimes you don't, even if you can't say the right thing because you're a bloke and you don't understand. So,
yeah. And honestly, sometimes if someone's just feeling awful about their appearance and like, are all of our reactions are always, no, you're beautiful. Like you're fine. You're not this, you're not that. And that means nothing when you're not feeling good about yourself. Like literally it means nothing. And it sounds like you're almost being made fun of in a way. And the best thing to do in those situations are like, you know what, let's just take a break and, tell me how you're feeling. Just talk to me about it. And shut up and say nothing and just really listen. And that's all the person needs in that moment, because it's awful when you are in that headspace of, I feel so bad about myself right now that I'm in such a bad mood and I'm getting grumpy with my partner and I just, like everything's wrong. And again, no one really wants their kids to go through that. And even in my own experience, I remember when I was 9, I started feeling bad about my body. And at the age of 10, I wanted to start losing weight. Like that is very young. And it's starting younger and younger now that people are like, I don't feel good as kids. And a lot of it does come down to what's happening at home. Like if parents are doing lots of dieting or making lots of comments or doing these things, it becomes part of the culture at home rather than a culture outside of the home. And it's complex. It's a complex subject. But there are answers, thankfully, on how to handle these things and how to help kids. And it's really about boosting everyone's confidence. And like I said, it's as simple as speaking well about yourself and speaking well about others at home. If everyone listening to this just did those two things, life would be very different at home. I can promise that.
Do you know what?
Is there sorry, Matt, you carry on, mate.
I was just going to say, I was just going to say that there's, obviously, there's a lot of influence on young kids nowadays that we didn't necessarily have on us. I'm specifically talking about things like Instagram, and we've just joined TikTok, and we're saying it's absolutely unbelievable the filters that are already preset on there for your teeth to be incredibly white, your face to be contoured, your everything else, and just the actual realistic of life is gone. It is completely gone.
Oh, totally gone. And
if you stuck with your head in that phone, then it's good, which a lot of teenagers are nowadays, and they're not, especially during lockdown, you're not really seeing real people unless you go to the supermarket. You're just seeing that. But that is there and that's not going away. So I think what you're saying about making it start at home, I think that's surely, the best way to prepare, isn't it? It's to do that, because you're not going to stop them going on there. You can't take away phones and everything else in the real world, because eventually they'll find a way to be on a phone or be on it. So to prepare young people to understand that it's not real and to understand, to garner a positive body image, I think it's a great thing you're doing, and I think it's a great message, to be honest.
Thank you.
What I was going to say is, before Matt rudely interrupted, what I was going to say is, on the flip side of it, like you've got, things you don't like about, like my ears or whatever, that have haunted me. Is there ever like a practice or an exercise to do? Like, because me and my wife, we've done it around, said things that, not just what I like about her, but things, I'd say things I like about myself. Mm-hmm. So like, for example, like I say to my wife, I say, like, obviously the things that I like about her, I'd say, because she's very self-confident, she's got no self-confidence really. And that's because I'm traumatically mentally abused her, I think. But no, I don't really. I said to her, these are the things I like about you. Like, I like everything about you. What are the things that you actually like about yourself? Because she says she doesn't like this, she doesn't like her hair, she doesn't like that. And you know, she had to have a real thought, think about it. And she only came up with two things that she likes. And I was thinking, that's so bad that, you know, I'm giving all these compliments and things I like about her. And there's only two things that she generally had to think about that she likes about herself. And, you know, I think, if you know, I try and shower her with compliments, not over the top, but like, I think we need to step back a little bit and say things we actually like about ourselves, so that you're giving yourself like a bit of a confidence boost before, you know, slagging yourself off, really. Like, Matt, the thing, what was it you telling me the other day, the things you like about yourself? You really like your bum, don't you?
Wrong with a good bum, yeah.
Matt's very, like, he's got the smoothest ass in the south of England. It's ridiculous.
No, I mean, obviously Ben's completely made that up, but it's no, it does take practice. Like, it does take practice, because somebody once told me this. It said, you know, instead of just constantly giving out compliments, try complimenting yourself and see how difficult it is. And it's bloody hard.
Go on then. Go and compliment yourself. Give yourself a compliment, a genuine compliment now, so that everyone can hear. And we'll go around. I'll do one, and Cleaner will do one.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think I can be thoughtful, and I look out for my mates. You know, if it's there, I try and put other people first before myself, and that's something that I take pride in doing. So, yeah, I think that's a positive.
What about you, Cleaner? What would you say generally positive that you like about yourself?
Something I like about myself. Oh. Would you want appearance based, or what about myself?
Yeah, let's do an appearance base.
Appearance base. I think I have a dazzling smile that makes other people smile.
You do have a lovely smile. Well, mine's my penis. I do thoroughly enjoy. I think he's a great little fella, and I don't mind when Matt will vouch for this. When we go out, sometimes he makes an appearance out and about as well. So, but no, apart from that, being serious, I don't know. I quite like, for a man, I think I've got I think I've got quite nice feet. Like, they're not all broken, and you know, I quite like my feet, and that's about as good as it gets with me. But yeah, so that's, yeah, Matt's got
really lovely.
No, but you know, like, we're after doing that, and it was like, I think it's easy enough to do, but like, it's to get into the habit of doing that. So like, when you look in the mirror, a lot of us will go straight to saying something negative. We'll be like, I look so tired, I look so fat, I look whatever. And instead of doing that, and it's good to catch ourselves doing it, and then go, hold on a second, and say something positive. So for example, let's say you say to yourself, I'm looking really fat today, my stomach's really big. If you say that, then go with something positive afterwards. So for example, yeah, but you know what? My tummy is cuddly, and it keeps me warm. And look, it's great. I like it as it is. So start saying positives to yourself directly after the negative, you know, and start doing it all the time. Every time you see yourself, say something positive. And this is a trick I do with people, and it's the number one thing I tell everyone to do, and it's called mirror magic. Basically, what you do is, when you look in the mirror, smile at yourself. And I mean, anytime you see yourself, like your reflection on the street, in the shop, if you turn on your phone for the camera and it's facing the wrong way and you look like a thumb, even then, you know, take a second to smile at yourself. What happens is, when we smile, even if it's a fake smile, it releases serotonin, so we feel good. So it'll make you feel good, right? Even if it's fake. And over time, you'll start associating seeing yourself with feeling good. So even if you forget to smile, you'll feel good when you see yourself. And that's just tricking your brain. I know it's a bit cheeky to trick yourself like that, but it works. And you'll start feeling good when you see yourself. And that, like, if you start the day with seeing yourself and feeling good, that's going to totally transform how you feel throughout the rest of the day.
Oh, it's an absolute great bit of advice, because you know what? I'm going to add it to one little bit of advice that I got told, and it's really changed my, honestly changed my life. I know it sounds like it has, is I used to constantly, I didn't realize how much, but I constantly used to give myself abuse in my head, like all the continuously throughout the day. And then somebody said, you know, every time you catch yourself doing that, imagine you're saying it, not to you, but to your daughter or to your four-year-old self. And would you speak to your four-year-old self like that, or your daughter like that, or, you know, a small child like that? And you realize, wow, it would be absolutely horrendous if you spoke like that. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to do that, but also add the positive thing that you said about, and I'm going to smile as well. And I reckon I'm going to be golden for the rest of my life.
Yeah, but like even when you're doing it, you can have a laugh at it. Like if you look in the mirror and you think, God, I'm such a prick. You could respond, but I'm a lovely prick. Whatever. Like, if do something that makes you laugh. You know, it doesn't have to be all serious. Or when you're smiling in the mirror, like, give yourself a wink, blow a kiss, give yourself the guns, whatever. It can be fun. It doesn't have to be serious. Because it's just us. It's ourselves. We don't have to be serious or critical of ourselves all the time. We can have a bit of fun with ourselves and just smile and be friendly and ourselves. True. You would never treat someone as badly as you treat yourself.
No.
I like to go to extremes though, Cleaner, and this is the problem. A little bit of self-confidence like that with me, next year we might be talking and I might be the British Donald Trump. You know, I'm a bit worried that I might take it too far and I'm like, you're incredible. Like everything.
I mean, the thing is though, there's a difference between being comfortable with yourself and just having a huge ego and being totally full of yourself. Like there's a difference. And the thing is, the more comfortable you get with yourself, the less likely you are to be like that. Because usually people who behave that way don't really love themselves. They aren't really comfortable with themselves. And Trump's a good example. I mean, he's attacking everyone. If he really loved himself, would he be doing that? No, he wouldn't.
And he probably wouldn't have a tan the same way as he's got.
Sometimes
it's literally written on people's faces, isn't it, when there are low confidence, because they usually take the plastic surgery or they take the self-tan and they take everything to the extreme because they're just not happy with their bodies or themselves. And yeah, I guess perfect example. Well,
speaking of the fake tan, Matt, do you remember the time, I think it was at uni, where my mum, right, another thing, I think my parents were trying to change me, how my parents actually, looking back at it, but I bought this moisturiser which had like a self-tanning thing in it, but it wasn't like fake tan. And do you remember when we went out that night, Matt, and I was like pretty much orange?
You were Ross from Friends, yeah.
And everyone knew me as like the real pale bloke at uni. And then I went out one night and I got so much, like, I gave myself so much stick that evening about, why did I do that? Like, I didn't even know it was actually going to happen to me. It just went on my skin. I gave myself such a bollocking. I was like, look in the mirror, like, look at you. You look like the fucking leader of the Oompa Loompas, you bellend. And I should have just gone, but you're a nice bellend. I remember, like, I actually like did it and I thought, yeah, I look all right. But, you know, the ramifications of that, I hated myself for a couple of days. I wanted to lock myself away for a bit.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's when we're feeling bad, we can be so mean to ourselves, and it's totally unnecessary, because like everyone else probably forgot about it quickly afterwards. They're like, oh, that's a bit of a laugh. It just went wrong. Whatever. Who cares? But it does, it can show on the outside when we're not feeling well about ourselves, like the way we hold ourselves, if we hide ourselves away. I mean, even how we speak about others. Again, if we're really highly critical of other people's appearances, it's usually because we're not feeling very good about our own.
I was just going to say that, actually. You're actually helping people to be nicer people, because if people aren't being horrible to themselves, they're being horrible to other people to make themselves feel better, aren't they? A lot of the time. And so I think, with this drive to you know, make you happy with yourself and happy with your own body image, I think it's really helping other people as well, isn't it?
Yeah, you're helping everyone, because you're being kind to yourself and having a better relationship with yourself. But like, you're going to help your partner, your kids, your friends, everyone, because the better your relationship is with yourself, the better it is with everyone. Your career too, everything, because you'll be feeling so much better about yourself. And again, when people are kind to others, they're not going to be as critical. No. They don't have space for it.
I'd love for you to use this opportunity to just tell everyone where they can find you, a little bit more about, you know, what you do, and
tell us what's coming soon, or what's next in the pipeline for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can find me on cleanaburn.com or Cleana the Coach on Instagram. And the program I run is called Body Positive Parenting. So in 5 weeks, I take you from feeling poo about yourself to actually feeling really good about yourself. and having tips and tricks and all the knowledge you need on how to do the same for your kids and boost them. And you can find out all about that on my website. And like I said, I work with mums mostly, but I also work with dads who struggle with their body image, and I help them to like it so they can like themselves. And that's really what I'm focusing on at the moment. I'm always working on lots of little projects. At the moment, I have one on Instagram where I'm sharing photographs of inspiring people to, you know, fall in love with themselves and treat themselves. That's what I'm doing at the moment. But I have lots of projects. But the main thing is the program I'm doing, which, again, is called Body Positive Parenting.
Well, thank you so much, Cleena. And that
thank
is
you.
Incredible. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for coming on, Cleena. And yeah, everyone, go check out Cleena on her website, on her Instagram. We'll post up some posts of where to find you on our Instagram and our social media. It's true, you do have a lovely smile, and hopefully we'll do some more work with you in the future.
I'd love that. I'd absolutely love that.
Great. Take care. Have a good evening.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.